Tom Gibson sat on the floor of Your Mail Is Here with his head tilted back. He held a fistful of wet paper towels to his bleeding nose. He was a little overweight, about Nikolai's age, and had kinky, sandy hair. Looking around the store, Anya saw that the accessory spinners had been overturned and papers had been scattered across the desk. There was no way of knowing how long ago Dieter's men had left.
Man, I really hate you right now, Nikolai. You didn't tell me someone's going to be looking for that package.
Well, they were looking for it at my store.
Well, when they didn't find it there, didn't you think they would look somewhere else?
I guess I didn't think that far ahead.
And you're supposed to be our science officer? Boy, are we in trouble.
Guys, maybe we could keep this from being a Starfleet problem.
Who's she?
A friend.
You've never had a friend who looked like this. Anybody ever tell you that you're hot?
Don't tilt your head back.
It's supposed to stop the bleeding.
It doesn't. It just makes you swallow the blood. Swallow enough and you're going to get sick.
Great. I'm going to bleed to death.
Pinch the bridge of your nose. That will stop the bleeding faster. Then put some ice on it to keep the swelling down.
Okay. Thanks. Are you a nurse?
No. I'm trying to find that package those men came here for.
They took it.
Oh, dude, I can't believe you gave it to them.
They broke my nose, dude. I'm probably going to look like Cyrano de Bergerac after this.
How long ago?
Couple of minutes.
Do you know where they were going?
Like they were going to leave me an itinerary after committing a felony. And it is a felony screwing with the mail, you know.
Yeah, the FBI's going to be all over this.
I called the police.
A couple minutes head start wasn't much, but it could be enough to lose her if they moved fast. If she couldn't catch up, she could check back at the Century Continental Hotel. Unless, that was, the local police had found Dieter unconscious at Digital Paradise. If they'd taken him into custody, the first thing they would have done was check out where he was staying. Anya started for the door.
Wait, I almost forgot. There is something.
What?
When they first came in, they were looking at the map on the wall by the counter. I asked them what they were looking for. They said the subway. I told them the Flatbush station was a couple blocks over.
Anya went for the doors, breaking into a run. The race wasn't over yet. Anya ran through the crowds of pedestrians, straining her eyes to see the Flatbush Avenue subway station. Sensing someone coming up quickly at the rear, she glanced back and spotted Nikolai. He was faster than he looked. It helped that he was following in the wake Anya had cut through the people.
What are you doing, Nikolai?
I can't let you go alone.
This isn't something you should be involved with.
I know. I keep telling myself that.
Then go back.
Can't.
Anya plucked her cell phone from her coat pocket and checked the caller ID. The country code was 371. Latvia. Simultaneously, she spotted the subway sign on the next block. She didn't see anyone she recognized as Dieter's man or anyone carrying a suspicious package.
Hello?
Miss Creed, some time has passed since our last conversation.
I know. I've been hoping to be back in touch.
I've been busy.
So have I.
Is something wrong? You sound exasperated.
I'm trying to catch a train. Have you heard from Mario?
No, I was hoping you had.
Not yet. I'm looking for him.
Where?
Wherever I can think of.
Try the Clark Hotel in Manhattan.
I'm unfamiliar with that one.
It's one of Mario's favorites when he goes to Manhattan.
Haven't you tried calling him there?
I have, but he might be registered under another name.
I need to know what this is all about.
Find Mario. He'll tell you what you need to know.
Frustrated, Anya shoved the phone back into her coat pocket and kept running. She reached the steps leading into the subway terminal and hurried down the crowded stairs, pushing pedestrians out of the way. Reaching the landing, Anya peered over the crowd as she cut in line and swiped her Metro card. Anxious, feeling as if everything was about to slip away with the train on its departure, Anya moved through the crowd. So many people shopped on their way home and carried their packages on the subway that it felt nearly impossible to identify Humbrecht's man. Then suddenly she spotted a familiar face, one of the four men she'd seen earlier in the day. He stared straight ahead as the train doors opened. The crowd moved back, making room for the passengers to get off. Dieter's man shifted in the crowd and Anya thought she'd lost him.
There!
Nikolai, don't!
The man spotted them and nudged his partner, who was standing at his side. The crowd surged ahead to board. Trying not to lose the man, Forced to wait to see if the two men would only pretend to board and later duck out, Anya ended up getting pushed back a car and barely got on. If Nikolai hadn't made room for her, she wouldn't have been able to board. The train got underway with a jerk, then settled into familiar swaying as it rattled along the tracks. The car was crowded with early evening traffic. Anya made her way forward with difficulty, drawing hostile glares. She let herself into the next car and saw the two men going forward into the car ahead of it.
They're trying to get away. Newkirk Avenue is up next. We'll be there soon.
Anya nodded, knowing that a window of opportunity existed at that point. If the men managed to get out, they could be gone before she could catch them. She went forward faster, unmindful of the hostility she incurred. When the door to the next car opened, the two men were nowhere in sight. Instead, everyone in the car was staring at Anya. Realizing what was happening, Anya put a hand on Nikolai's face and shoved him backward.
Hey!
The man on the right shoved a pistol around the doorframe. Expecting the move, Anya caught his hand in both of hers and cracked it against the edge. When the pistol fell, she caught it in her right hand and kept hold of the man's wrist with her left. Stepping into view, the second man pointed his pistol at Anya. She swung her captured weapon above the man's arms and caught him on his jaw with the butt. He sagged and fell, dropping his weapon to the floor. Anya released the first man and grabbed the other pistol, but before she could regain her stance, he kicked her in the stomach. Anya was doubled over by the blow, and nausea rose in her stomach. The wind had been knocked out of her. The thug doubled his hands into fists, then punched her in the face. Black spots swam through Anya's vision. Weakly, she pointed one of the pistols at the man, but he grabbed it away from her as if she were a child. Flipping the pistol around, he tried to aim it at her. She pocketed the other pistol, stepped over the package the other man had dropped, and grabbed the gun, flipping the safety in front of the trigger guard before he could fire.
Surprise!
Anya threw herself at him, battering her elbows into the man's face and neck, and knocking him back against the train car wall. She kneed him in the crotch, tearing his legs out from under him. He went limp and slid down. Anya stepped back and brushed her hand across her bloodied nose and lip. Someone moved behind her. Instinctively, she lifted her fists and turned to face Nikolai.
I surrender!
She dropped her guard. As the train entered the next station, inertia pulled at Anya's trembling legs. She was shaky with adrenaline, and getting hit in the face hadn't helped her composure. She reached down and picked up the package. Taking out her small Swiss Army knife, she sliced the tape open. Inside, nestled in a bed of foam pellets, was a mosaic tile and a note from Mario Fellini.